You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 41%. That was the one-year increase in the median home price in Boise, Idaho in the second quarter. It's emblematic of the mid-tier cities across the U.S. that have seen a perfect storm of low supply and high demand since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The remote work shift has given millions of white-collar employees the flexibility to live and work hundreds or even thousands of miles away from their employers. Boise, with just under a 250,000 residents, is situated among rolling mountains and within easy driving distance of several national parks. For many remote workers, it's a match made in heaven. Boise also has a growing tech scene and has attracted highly paid workers from Silicon Valley and beyond over the past year. The migration could help revitalize small towns and less economically dynamic regions of the U.S. But those new buyers are used to high-priced homes and are willing and able to pay more. And the other side of the coin is that many long-term residents have found themselves priced out of their local housing markets. The next number up is 1%. That's how much on average Apple stock has declined after unveiling new iPhones in the past 7 years. The details of each year's launch tend to leak well in advance of Apple's official event, and investors and analysts basically know what's coming. That dampens enthusiasm on the actual unveiling day. This year should be no exception. Apple fans expect the company to unveil 4 new iPhone models today, but without any transformative changes. Upgraded cameras and processors, plus longer battery life, could be in store. The new iPhones could also have a smaller notch, or that black part at the top of the screen that holds the front-facing cameras and speaker. A new Apple Watch and updated AirPods are also expected this afternoon. Apple's event begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Our last number is 60%. That's how much Boston Beer stock has tumbled in just 5 months since April. It had rallied a similar amount in the months before the drop. The round-trip rise and fall in Boston Beer stock came thanks to the shifting outlook for Truly, the company's hard seltzer brand. Its other products include Sam Adams Lager, Dogfish Head, and Twisted Tea. Hard seltzer exploded onto the scene a few summers ago, with White Claw essentially creating the category. New brands like Truly also grew fast, and investors rewarded Boston Beer stock. But growing competition and less demand than expected have caused hard seltzer sales to slow. Boston Beer said it was stuck with too much inventory of Truly and withdrew financial guidance last week. That reversal knocked the stock down just as hard as it had boosted it on the way up. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.